This is an Envoice Media podcast.
History of lashes.
Cleopatra invented it. So Queen Elizabeth was like, there's got to be more. Back in the 1800s, basically, they invented the eyelash curler. Well, anyways, Eugene.
Our good friend Eugene.
And he's like, oh my God, what is that? What are you doing?
Guys are afraid of our tools.
You're listening to Not Just Lashes. Here are your hosts, Shanique and Dixie.
Hello. Welcome to Not Just Lashes.
Today, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite subjects.
The history of lashes.
All right. Blast me back to the past, Shanique. I am ready. I've got some facts. You've got some facts.
Yes.
Let's discuss.
Okay. So let's go back. I mean, I could only go back so far. I don't know what the Flintstones did. I'm not quite sure.
Have you seen her eyelashes?
I know. Betty Rubble, like, come on.
I don't want to get off topic, but there's a whole conspiracy theory that technically the Flintstones is takes place at the same time as the Jetsons. And the Jetsons are actually living.
No.
Yes.
Stop. Okay.
It's a whole conspiracy. We'll go into it later.
That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. So let's go back to the ancient Egypt times.
Okay.
Cleopatra times. So what did she do for eyelashes? So what she did was she would crush up coal, get some pig animal fat and kind of roll it, mix it, and then just kind of wiggle her finger and go through her eyelashes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So men did it as well, just to look pretty, I guess.
Yeah.
But one of the main things was that men did it because they wanted to shield their eyes from UV rays.
Yeah. And bugs and all that. Yeah, can you imagine living in the desert without, like, sunscreen?
No.
Sunglasses. You don't see any Egyptians with sunglasses.
Can you imagine?
Ancient Egypt Ray-Bans.
Right? That would be so good.
Yeah.
Right. Cleopatra invented it.
I mean, she's done a lot.
She's done a lot,
She's known for her beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Her ancient beauty, being able to use her eyelashes, let's say, to get Julius Caesar on her side and take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her eyeshadow was blue. Do you know that? And it came from rocks, minerals.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not
know. So she kind of, she was the innovator of eyeshadow. Yeah. And then the guys started wearing eyeliner.
I was at a museum about ancient Egypt, they showed like little trinket, like, what they would put their makeup in and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I know. It's so cool. Almost looks like a tortilla mixer, like how people grind the herbs and stuff. Yeah. Something like that.
I was thinking like matcha. I don't know. I've never made tortillas like that. I get them from the store, but the matcha, I've done it where you like grind it up.
Totally. So yeah, I mean, she was the innovator of beauty. So moving on, let's go to Queen Elizabeth days. So that's what, the 1800s, I believe. So back then, Queen Elizabeth, well, let's go way back. So the whole beauty ideal thing was to shave your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. Shave
your eyebrows.
They love big foreheads.
They love big foreheads, yes.
So funny.
And pluck your lashes out.
Yeah. Plucked them.
Yeah. They plucked every... I don't know why it was considered beautiful, but it was.
Well, so I have somewhat of a theory. I'm not sure if it lines up exactly in the timeline, but one of my facts that I think is funny, which you know, is the whole... if you didn't... Well, no, that doesn't line up because... Never mind. We'll be back to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that didn't work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So Queen Elizabeth was like, there's got to be more. I don't know if she actually said that, but there had been more.
There's got to be more.
So then what women started to do was, number one, grow all their hair back. And then number two, they would sew their own hair from the back of their head.
Freaks me out. Yes. Every time I hear about it.
And get a sewing needle and sew to their lash line. Like hair.
Yeah. They use their own hair. Mm-hmm. They use animal hair.
Yarn.
Just. Mm-hmm. Ow.
I know.
But like.
Okay. I know it. But
if
you know what?
If you're sewing it on, wouldn't it just like drop?
Yeah. So they would cut it. Yeah, so they would snip it so it wouldn't like go down. It would actually kind of level up, and then you put that charcoal stuff on it.
Oh, and then looking it good. Gets. Oh, did they have eyelash curlers?
Yeah, they had like heated plates, so the heated plates would go over it and kind of give that curl. So that's what they would cut it, and then they would put the heated plates to curl it up. So yeah, back in the 1800s, basically they invented the eyelash curler in a sense.
Oh,
I know. Isn't that cool?
I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But ow.
I know.
Now, were there eyelash artists? Were the original lash artists the ones sewing the hair in the eyeball? Or was
basically,
do it yourself?
Yeah. I wouldn't hope to do it myself. But what they did was they rubbed cocaine on the eyelids.
I did hear this, yeah.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be so painful. And then they discovered, hey, this would be a good idea to snort it. I don't know.
They were already snorting it back then.
I know.
They were just like even uses. Like they just spread it around.
Spread it around town.
Yeah, they used it as a numbing cream. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm full of myself, so... I would.
We'd all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jump on that beauty trend.
Yeah. Give me some yarn, whatever.
Pain is beauty.
That's right. So I'm down.
Yeah.
And then, later on, I believe it was Queen Elizabeth. I mean, she's been around for a long time. If your name is Elizabeth and you're a queen. Apparently, you live a long time. But not Max Factor. Who was the mascara? Oh. Anyways, back in the 1800s, late 1800s, the first mascara was made. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know his first name is Eugene. Well, anyways, Eugene.
Our good friend Eugene.
Yeah,
was like, stop sewing.
Yes. You all need to calm down. This is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. People are just like looking ridiculous. I mean, can you imagine walking around looking like a doll? You know what I mean?
That's just how I live.
I know. But what if like you're making out with somebody and like your dude like pulls your thread or he gets like caught somewhere on your face and he pulls that thread out?
That would just hurt.
I know.
like you know how like you have a string on your outfit, you know, and you're like trying to pull it and then it just kind of keeps going and then the whole thing is gone.
I know.
All the little lashes come.
Oh my goodness. Like, would he run?
Probably. Right? I knew a guy
like,
in college.
This is not the woman that I met at the club last night.
Yeah. He's out. I mean, he was already out. Like, you know, like it's morning. He's out of there. But... No, guys are afraid of our tools. I had a guy, he's never seen an eyelash curler in college, and my roommate went up to the mirror and put the, you know, the weird looking device that almost looks like Clockwork Orange when your eyes are all open. And he's like, oh my God, what is that? What are you doing? And he still can't get over it, like looking at it. He's like, this looks so wrong.
Yeah, you can pinch yourself pretty bad.
Yeah, I've had somebody come in, one of my clients, thing like she I guess slipped like she had the curler in and slipped and it ripped out and she's like, what can we do? And I was like, if I don't have a lash to put it on. But she's still my client after 3 years.
Oh,
they grew back.
I mean, what do you do to fill in the holes? What do you suggest that your clients do?
Gluing an Ardell on your island, because it's like, at least it's not like lash glue, like it's the poly sticky. hide for a few days in your home.
Right.
Sunglasses.
Or just...
an eye, if it's just one eye, an eye patch.
Oh, yes. That would work. Yeah, we could do like... Oh, we should sell eye patches, like pink bedazzle, like Barbie eye patches or something.
When one of your eyes is messed up.
Yes, I could totally use it today. Can you imagine if I came to work, came to do this with an eye patch?
It'd be a conversation starter for
it
sure.
Would. It would.
I think, I don't think we should do eye patches because it just draws attention to the fact that there's something going on under there. Like, it's like a mystery.
On?
Yeah. I want to know, did you lose your eye? Did you get in a fight? Was it a cat? Was it like, I don't know.
Could
I just
be a
feel
lot
like
of things.
Yeah.
But you would be a mystery. Yeah. So I kind of like that.
Yeah. That's like when I broke my ankle and I have my little scooter and I'd go around the spa on my little knee scooter.
Oh yeah, that's
I didn't
right.
want to talk about what happened. So everybody would be like, what happened? I was like, oh, like we just like make something up every other day. Like
Shanique backed into me. She didn't see me because I'm so short.
And I'm HR. So I decided not to press charges.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But yeah, no, we made up stories all the time about my
I know. We did. We made lots of stories up.
All right.
So did you find anything else out about the history of eyelashes?
I did.
Oh, wait for it.
My favorite one.
Which was?
This is my favorite. I tell everybody about it. It's the fact that if you were... to have short, stubby eyelashes or not a lot of lashes. And it might just be genetics. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Okay.
You didn't do this.
All right.
But you were seen as a whore.
Really?
Yes, because if your lashes were not long and luscious, that was a sign of purity. It was a sign of virginity. It was a sign that you're not rolling in bed with people and getting your eyelashes messed up. Because they believe that when you're in bed doing the deed, that you are pulling out your real lashes. You know, like it's, you know.
Stop.
Yeah. So like if you were walking, that's why they wanted long, luscious eyelashes, was because they wanted to show that one, youth, and then also purity. I'm a virgin.
But what if you were
trying to
born
find a husband
with no eyelashes?
That's how false lashes Whore. Came to be, and mascara and everything, because nobody wanted to be. The problem was you didn't want to look like a streetwalker. And the fix was mascara or
sewing them on.
Or
yeah.
sewing, you know, like society
wow.
takes a lot of what we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how it gets started. Somebody, one king, one person. Just writes. I actually think the fact was it was a Roman. It started in Roman times, and this guy wrote a book, and he wrote.
So it's always
having too much hair was. Oh, this was something else. But where is it?
So a man started this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Okay. It's
I
always
wouldn't
a
look
man.
At a girl with short eyelash and be you slut.
It's a man. There's a whore.
Or he just really liked, or you could even take it back to, I'm really on conspiracy theories or something today. You could take it back that the guy invented a new mascara.
Yeah.
And all he had to do was say to people, hey guys, that's, you look like not a virgin and you need to be looking pure. So here's some mascara, and he sells his product.
Right.
That was like the whole, there's like a conspiracy theory about like the Stanley Cup, like the whole TikTok video that went viral mm-hmm. about how it lasted through a fire. It did not last through a fire in your car.
No, I heard it leaks. So.
Yeah, but that's what got it all started, you know? So all this guy had to do was be like, these girls don't look like virgins, and we know virgins are hot commodity and purity.
Yes.
So here we go.
Oh my God.
But
I can't imagine.
Going back, I did have a fact about why they were. So it's like the complete opposite. That's why I got confused. Okay, so when we were talking about how they plucked eyelashes out and all that, the reason behind that, it was having too much hair was viewed as erotic. So it's like the opposite. Women would pluck out their lashes mm-hmm. and eyebrows and attempt to show off more of their forehead.
Yeah.
As well. So it all went together.
It's, I mean, if you think about it, women have always been through, I guess, scrutiny for beauty, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you have eyelashes and then you don't, and you're trying to please. And it's always been a roller coaster, mm-hmm. you know, to be beautiful, to be accepted. You know, how it is. It's tough.
Well, I'm just glad that I feel like right now the trend is very more on the natural side yeah. of beauty, which I could
for
like.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For now. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a couple of years ago, it was bigger the eyelashes, the like better.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Yeah. But now, it's also more about like individuality and stuff like that too now. So it's like do whatever you feel looks good.
It's, yeah, definitely more mm-hmm. customization, I guess. And that's something that I know that we did years ago.
Oh, yeah, customization.
Which,
for
yeah.
sure.
That's like nobody else was doing that except for us. Like, mm-hmm. you know, people would call in and be like, oh, do you have a size, this, that? Do you have this color, that color? And we would always say, yeah. And people would have been, they were blown away by that. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, if you don't have any of that stuff, you might be missing that golden client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You two know? Of my clients this past couple of weeks are switching to brown lashes. Mm. They've had lashes for like 3 years or so. They've gone from classics, like a lighter look. They've gone from longs and thick. And she's been looking at pictures and I still want a full lash look.
Yeah.
But I just need it to be lighter on me. I'm getting older. I have like, you know, my hair and it just... She's like, I think the dark is just too much for me right now.
Is
for
she
every
blonde?
Day. She's going a little blonder. She's like a light brown, blonde highlights.
Okay. Yeah.
But she's like, it just is a very intense look. It looks like I'm wearing too much makeup. Mm. But she's also the kind of person where she likes bigger lashes.
Okay.
So with us going brown, mm-hmm. it's not as in your face.
Fierce.
But you still look like, hey, you have lashes.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I should do brown and go bigger.
No.
No.
I think, browns look, I don't know when you and brown, I don't know. You can pull off the really dark, bigger lashes. I look crazy.
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm so pale and
tiny.
Blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they take up my whole face.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like you have umbrellas on your eyes and you're like being weighed down.
Yeah.
Because you're so tiny.
Yeah, but when the wind picks up, it's scary. I have extensions on and just get taken away.
Right.
I'm like Pooh Bear in that episode. Do you know that episode, The Very Windy Day?
Mm-hmm.
Every time it's super windy in LA, like the Santa Ana winds.
Yes.
That's how I feel walking to work and the wind's shoving me over. I'm like, Pooh Bear. Oh, Piglet. It's Piglet. He's like flying in the
Piglet.
Air and he's like, hey.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they're both flying in the air.
Somebody's.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I mean,
I haven't seen it in a second.
I do watch cartoons pretty often.
So.
Yes.
Then.
Tell me.
Where are we in the time?
So we talked about the Eugene. I can't remember his last name, but it's Eugene. So yes, he developed the first mascara.
Then there was somebody, Ann Taylor.
Ann Taylor.
Do you know about Ann Taylor?
No.
I saved her information. Oh, okay. So in 1902 was Carl Nessler. I'm going to go with Nessler. A hairdresser invented and created a patent for the process of making and weaving artificial eyelashes. And then just a few years later, 1911, Ann Taylor comes along. She's from Canada. She's very nice, eh? And she's like, I'm going to create the lash strip.
Oh.
And she got like a thin band and made it like a crescent shape
mm-hmm.
and then attached the lash fibers onto that. She's like, no more sewing into my eyeballs.
No.
We're going a different direction. Yeah. So okay. She was the first lash strip.
The first. Okay. So I know somewhere in between, maybe after Eugene, that Maybelline came out with a mascara.
Maybe she's bald.
And that was like in the 1900s somewhere. And for the silent films, that's what they used.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you hear about the woman who wore like the first, it was the first, I think,
strip?
Not even a strip. It was sewn in, I believe, or the first. It was a movie that they were making, and they wanted her to have these luscious eyelashes, so they tried them on her. And mm-hmm. she ended up, they got like infected. Her eye was all swollen.
Sounds good.
But her lashes looked good in the film, apparently.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Or her eyes like bloodshot. Well, black and white, so you really can't tell.
Black and white always helps.
I know, right?
Every time I take a photo and you see it in black and white, you're like, oh, that's a really nice, I look good. I look very.
I wonder how different I would have looked doing our intro in black and white. If I would have looked.
Oh, our trailer?
Yes.
You would have looked.
Would I have looked, still looked stiff in black and white?
You would look more stiff. It's black and white. Like it's.
So that wouldn't have helped me.
Yeah, they have no distraction of color. Everybody's just focused on your.
Dude. Get out of here, Shanique.
But they would think probably you were from a silent movie, you know, because they like move kind of like.
Because I was stiff.
Can we throw in a clip of her in that like trailer in black and white and like pop it up?
Oh
and,
my
like,
God. Yes.
Put little like little music from the times. Yeah.
From the silent films.
Yes.
Like Charlie Chaplin.
Or Mary Pickford. She was one of the most famous and was. Like had a whole production company and everything. She was a big lady in the silent film world, but people forget about her because of Charlie Chaplin.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever hear this Cleopatra fact?
Speaking Which
of
one?
The beauty, the, what she did with her perfume, with the Cleopatra and her perfume, she like, when she would sail to foreign lands, mm-hmm. she would put her perfume in with the sheets of the sail.
Oh.
So people could smell her coming.
Ooh.
She was just like a beauty inventor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else did she do?
This
should just be a Cleopatra episode. Go Cleo.
I know.
But yeah, say your grandma thing.
Yeah, my grandmother, I would always like watch her do her makeup and put on eyelashes and all. And I'm like, what are you using on your face? And she's like, olive oil. And I'm like, don't you just cook with olive oil? And she's like, no, I do whatever Cleopatra does because it's good for you and it doesn't age you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, amazing. Okay. So now I'm at like getting older and I'm like, olive oil does sound a little bit good on my face.
I mean, it sounds good. It's natural.
Yeah.
If you get it organic.
Yeah.
And your skin needs moisture.
That's
As
it.
As it ages, it's losing moisture. Right. It needs it all the time.
Yeah.
I would do that than to buy a product that probably has some sort of olive oil or oil in it.
Oh, like Jennifer Lopez, how she says that she owes olive oil the credit for making her look so young.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know this.
No. Supposedly she sold
not
like,
J-Lo Beauty.
J-Lo Beauty, yes. Yeah. J-Lo Beauty. J-Lo, J-Lo Beauty, I don't know.
No, I just meant like she wasn't saying her own brand.
That's one way to get around it, I guess.
No, she did henna, Cleopatra.
Yeah, that's right. She did. She did henna for her eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. They were decorative and ceremonial.
Mm-hmm. Which is so amazing because, I mean, why don't we just bring that back? Why
don't
we
do that? They also dyed their fingernails.
Yes. Yes.
What? I did not know this.
Yes. With,
it doesn't say.
I think, I think it was henna. Like,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah. It's under the henna.
Yeah. Clay, henna.
That's so cool. We use a lot from ancient Egypt.
We do.
They love honey and milk. I have a honey face cleanser that I use.
Oh, nice.
It's really nice because I have dry skin.
Do you attract bees?
Nope. I don't.
But now you don't care about attracting bees.
Because I've been stung.
Yes, which I'm terrified.
For those of you that are scared of getting stung by a bee, let me tell you, it really didn't hurt. I was stung. I was so scared. I hadn't gotten stung since I was a kid running my lemonade stand. And I so anytime I saw a bee, I was like, I don't know what it's going to be like. And then I was in the parking lot
Get it? Buzz, buzz.
But I was standing in the parking lot talking to Kelly. It was a summer day, blah, blah, blah. I get in my car. I'm like, ah, my arm's itchy or like stingy. I don't know. It like itched and was kind of hurting. And I look and there's a little stinger in it. I got stung by a bee. I didn't even notice. So now I'm like, psst, I can get stung by a bee anytime because I already know what it feels like. Apparently nothing.
Well, I don't because I've never been stung by a bee. Therefore, when I see a little guy coming my way, I start screaming. I start to panic. And you know my story where I was with my mother-in-law, Gigi, and she had her convertible. And we're at a stop sign. And this bee, like, comes in. And she's like, oh, my God, like, freaking out. And I was like, I had no idea she was afraid of bees.
Most people are. I think it's
yeah. Normal. So anyways, she puts the top down. It's still like circling. And we both jump out of the car. And the car like starts rolling.
Just ditch the car.
The bee's driving the car. He's like, me, see ya.
Hijacked.
I know, hijacker. But yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, apparently.
They are cute and they're like, you know how they like snuggle on the flowers and stuff.
Like honeybees are nice.
Yeah.
It's only like the other ones that are.
The big bumblebees or the black bees.
The black bees, yellow jackets.
Oh God, they all scare me. I can't even talk about it.
Oh, because those ones are just.
They terrify me.
Aggressive. The other ones like don't care about you really. If they fly near you, it's by accident.
Just like it would be accident if I killed it.
You do what you want. You do. I mean.
I don't know. It's the unknown.
I know. That's why I was scared of bees. And then I got stung and now I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm not going to lie. I still get a little scared.
Okay.
Like if I see a bee, I don't want it to sting me.
No.
But I'm not as scared.
Okay.
Good unless Sam says it's a like yellow jacket or something that I freak out.
Right.
Because those are just aggressive.
Totally.
And they don't die when they sting you.
What, yellow jackets?
I think it's just bees that die. I think they can keep stinging
you. I don't know. I don't like it.
Anyway, honey is great for beauty.
Okay.
But I also, speaking of honey, I've decided I don't want to eat it because it's bee spit.
Okay.
But I'm so okay with putting it on my face. I just don't want to eat it.
Ew. Wait, I'm so confused. Is that why vegans don't eat honey? Because it's... Because
it's made by an animal. Like, that's like, they don't eat, you know.
Right.
You're vegan.
I know I am.
Did they just tell you not to do it and you're like, okay?
Yes. I did. But now, I mean, I do eat it now. Kind of, a little bit.
But are you still going to eat it now that you know it's bee spit?
I don't know.
I'm totally.
It's gonna get mad at me.
I took like a spoonful
because
I had hiccups, and apparently, and it works. I had hiccups. I took a spoonful of honey. It worked, but at the same time, it was like,
ew. Yeah, I don't know about that. Sugary spit. I don't know.
So let's see. So they use coal.
Hmm.
Here's a question. Would you be down to try any of these?
Yes, but
the coal and pig fat.
No, okay.
Too far, vegan.
That's too far. That's going vegan too far. Pig fat. But I mean, I would be down to put olive oil on my face.
I'll do the coal. I'll see what happens.
Or maybe I would put honey on my face. I don't know.
It's good for you.
Okay.
It is. It's soothing. It's healing. It's.
But what do you mix it with? Because it's sticky.
I'm trying to think of what my
Wait, who used this? Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Did other bees like stick on her face too?
She didn't go around walking around with honey on her face. Like,
I don't know.
She just used it. Like, it's like a mask.
Okay.
Like a honey mask, and then you wash it off.
Did she see Caesar, like, during that time? Like, did she hug him, kiss him, and they were stuck together?
I don't know how they did in the bedroom.
God.
She probably had a full face of makeup on. I don't think anybody really saw her without anything.
Mm-mm, no, that's how my grandma.
That girl is not about natural.
No, that's how my mom and my grandma were. They would layer like 2 to 4 layers of strip lashes, and they wouldn't take off their makeup in front of their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
They would lay down looking gorgeous, and they would wake up looking gorgeous. So they would wake up maybe like 4 o'clock in the morning, do their makeup, get all dressed, start cooking dinner or dinner in the morning. No, cooking
crock
breakfast.
Pot. If you start cooking dinner in the morning, you've got a crock pot going.
I mean, yeah, but they would just start making
breakfast.
I don't
think I could
like
live like
nothing.
That.
I couldn't.
I could definitely.
No.
I mean, that's why we have a thriving business as lash artists, because people want to wake up with their lashes on.
I know,
and ready
I do.
To go.
What did I do today?
Tell me.
So
I
don't
know
what
routine.
I don't know what happened last night, but I just went to like scratch my eyelid, and all my like one side of my eye, my left eye,
mm-hmm.
like half of my eyelashes fell out. And yes, Darren pointed out, like, Shanique, are you depressed today? And, you know, I have to be honest, like, yeah, because now I'm wearing falsies. And at any time, my husband could look at me and they could drop. And then he's going to be like, whoa, I thought you were natural.
He thought those just grew out of your eyes.
I mean, oh, I did have one client tell me that. She would come in every week for a fill, and she's like, please, like, make sure that we do them nice and thick, because if I lose one or two, my husband won't know. And I was like, what do you mean he won't know? And she's like, he thinks they're real. Now, if I were to show you a picture of her, there's no way. She looked like Elizabeth Taylor. Like, the lashes went, like, up here. They were... No. And I was like, wow, like, does he wear glasses? Or, like,
I
don't know. Like, what? I don't know. Would you tell if your husband's or boyfriend's eyelashes were not real?
Well, yeah, because I'm a girl and I'm looking at it. Like, you know, like.
I know, but some guys are nice- very, you know.
Yeah.
They could notice, like, detail.
Yeah. Or my boyfriend knew I was going to get my lashes done the next day. And we were sitting, like, he saw me. We were out to
like,
breakfast.
Like, no lashes.
I think I had
or
mascara
with
on, maybe. No, okay. I didn't have, no lashes for a while. Okay. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get them back on for something. I don't know. Having breakfast. He's seen me with mascara, without mascara. I think I was wearing mascara because I think you were doing my eyelashes like the next day. It wasn't even the same day. So I think I was wearing mascara. And he's like, oh my gosh, like she did such a good job. Your lashes look so good. And I was like, this is how I always look. were you really looking at me like ever? Like, I think what he did is he's such a good, nice guy. And I think he knew I was getting my extensions done and put it in his head. And was like, I'm going to compliment her on that. He was just early.
He was just a day early. I think men like the more natural look, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think they like a full, you know, face. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, I see videos on Instagram and all, like, girls with, like, tons of makeup on and lashes and, you know, the whole nine yards. And...
Yeah.
They're surrounded by men.
I think
so
it's personal preference. I mean, we could dive deep into this topic, you know.
Right.
Why do we put on makeup?
Or maybe we should hit the streets and do that.
Even, yeah.
Like, I'll make you look like a night walker. I'll be the natural one.
So we'll switch roles?
Yes, we're going to switch roles and see how men react when you, like, when you talk to them or go up to them, you know?
Should we just try it with Josh and Sam first?
Nah.
I love the...
Nah, because like they're both nice guys.
And oh, no. Sam will let me have it. He will.
No, he won't.
Did you see what he commented on my photo when he thought I got fake lips?
True.
He's so against it. I had lip liner on.
Yeah.
And he commented on my picture. Ooh, why don't you get fake lips? Look at those big lips.
You're like, just wait until you see my eyelashes.
Yeah, exactly. No, he tells me what he likes and doesn't like.
Yeah, my husband just doesn't like jumpsuits on me.
They're so cute.
I know. He's like, I don't know. You wear them oversized. Like, you just look like you're drowning in them.
Just let us live.
Just let us live. I'm like, those are my fat pants.
Would you want, like, I think it's like an either or. Okay. Can I wear the jumpsuit? And I'll keep the pretty eyelashes on, you know, maintain my eyelashes. Or... No jumpsuit, no lashes, you know?
Yeah.
It's give or take.
Give or take.
That's what a relationship really comes
down to. Okay, well, I'll give him my eyelashes.
So you can wear your jumpsuit?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
So do you have any more history for me?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just doesn't end. I mean, really, you look back to... ancient Egypt to current, it's mind-blowing.
And that's the thing too, it like we showed earlier, like it just goes through so many different trends.
Yeah,
fucking all of them off, having mm-hmm. as many as you know.
Yeah,
hair was, if you had too much hair you looked erotic, and then if you didn't have any then you didn't look a virgin. Like, it's just
so weird. But I know my mom said even during like her hippie era mm-hmm. that she wore strips.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was cute, but then she had other friends who were like no foundation, natural hair, no mascara, just very earthy looking. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, no, absolutely not. And then in the 90s, that look came back, you know, like no makeup, no false eyelashes. It was
thin eyebrows,
like Kate Moss, you know, is the iconic. And I mean, I didn't put mascara on. I didn't even curl my eyelashes. And then I looked at my mom and I was like, oof, you're so outdated. We need to get those strips off of you. And finally in the 90s, she took those 8 strips off.
Eight. I can't even imagine.
4 on each eye.
Did she redo them sometimes every other 2. Day or?
Oh, like, God. I mean,
what's the maintenance on those? If I'm coming in every 2 to 3 weeks for extensions, what's my maintenance on doubling up on my?
It depends on the weather. So she could do them like every other day to once a week. I know.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot to maintain.
Yeah. And I mean, now our like day and age is all about convenience and getting things done quicker.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, that's why I love extensions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it
nothing
definitely
beats them.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me now. Ding, ding. It's so funny because today when I went to my physical therapy, like they put my face down because she was like looking for knots, like, you know, pinched nerves. And I looked at her, I go, before I put my face down, I just want you to know that these eyelashes are like glued on eyelashes. So if I lift up my head and there's eyelashes like on the little face hole.
They're not spiders. I always think the false little lashes that are in a clump. Ooh. I used to, you know, just kind of be in my shower, wash my face at the end of the day and fly them off into the world and collect them later. But sometimes I miss one and I'd be in my shower. I was like, oh my God, it's a spider. Mm-hmm. But it's not, just a lash.
They're all over my house.
Mm-hmm.
All over. Like on the floor, just in the sinks, like I just leave them there. Just kidding.
It's a little part of us.
Yeah, it's a little part of. I leave a little part of me behind, so everybody, you know.
I do it as breadcrumbs to find my way home.
That's like the little ant that I posted that was like walking away with an eyelash extension. Like this little guy was on the pavement and he finds an eyelash extension. And I'm like, whoa, he's strong. He's carrying a big old fat eyelash. I know.
I wonder,
like, what is he using it for?
Or did he think it was a dead ant?
Oh, no, poor thing. You killed my mother.
Well, no, because they come back. You're not supposed to like kill ants and like wash them down the drain or something because they always come back to collect the dead. So you actually get more ants.
Stop.
You didn't know this? It's a creepy fact.
No, I just hire somebody for that. The more you know. I had no idea.
I had an ant infestation once, so I know all about it.
I mean, makes sense. They're like dead collectors.
But yeah, that's why they come back. So they can bury them.
That's nice.
Well, thanks for listening
to Not Just Lashes.
I hope you got so many lash facts.
Yes, information.
And now you know what to, if you are in a conversation with someone, you got some good little anecdotes to pull out. Be like, I know the history. I know why we wear mascara.
Yes. Or if you want to try something like coal and pig fat.
Mm-hmm. If you're going a more natural photos. Route, if you want a more, not a chemical based mascara, try coal.
All natural.
And yeah, some it is natural. Fat.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, but I wonder, like, if can they get the pig fat from already like fried bacon?
It's hot. And is that well, fat?
Well, yeah, because once it's cold, like,
I think it's just lard. Like, you need, like, that, like, thick, I don't know.
I don't know. But maybe they could do it that way. I have no idea.
Experiment and find out.
All right.
So, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. And you can find us
on Spotify, Apple Music. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can also view this on YouTube.
Yes.
And you can check out our Instagram, Not Just Lashes. So we'll see you next time.
What else you got in store for us, Dixie?